In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it said in the text, right? Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. That should be no problem, right? Should be no controversy there. Should be easy peasy. But we live in a pretty rough and tumble world. Politically especially, but in other ways too, it seems as though our skin has gotten so thin, we are so easily offended. Things we thought were safe, spoken words we thought were safe, now it seems like everybody's in a big hubbub. You probably have heard about this, a song that we thought was safe and secure for decades. Baby, it's cold out there. Suddenly now has become seen as encouraging date rape. Really? From what I can gather, it started in Cleveland as folks started to call the radio station to protest, and then went out to San Francisco, then to St. Louis, then to New York, and probably everywhere now. If you hear it, it may be the last time, because somehow that's been manipulated in a way that, well, people think it's encouraging date rape. Really? Apparently, rap music, with its extraordinarily violent, graphic, and clear-cut words, gets a pass. That seems to have no problem, but maybe it's cold out there. Nix that. It seems like no matter what you say, it's going to be dangerous. Whether it's in politics or in society or in simple music. And then prepare the way of the Lord. Well, maybe it's not going to be so easy, straightforward as could be. If we start to speak about our faith, not exactly well received in some places. If we begin to speak about God entering into this world because this world is full of sin, not well received in most places. Well, it might have been easier for John the Baptist. If only he had lived in our day, he might have been silent. Except, how does John describe that? Right. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, well, who is Tiberius Caesar? Right. He was the Caesar, in other words, the head of the most powerful country, government, military in the world, had overtaken Jerusalem and Judea along with many other places. Tiberius Caesar hated the Jews. Right? His reign was known for scandal, debauchery, massacre, and terror. Of course, he's up in Rome. John's down along the river. But Tiberius Caesar appoints Pontius Pilate to rule in that area. Pontius Pilate, true to the one who appointed him, despised the Jews. He was described personally as being brutal, vicious, and completely without feeling. In other words, didn't care what the ramifications were. He was going to do what he wanted to do, no matter who was hurt or who was killed. Well, then it says that Herod and his brother Philip were tetrarchs. Herod and Philip were brothers. Their father was Herod the Great. And that whole family was quite the bunch because they were quite willing to kill each other, their parents, their kids, their nephews, or whatever, to get power or to maintain power. I bet the family reunions were pretty interesting, right? You never know who would be coming back from the family reunion or who would be laid out dead. Wow. Probably the best thing we know about Lysanias is that we don't know anything about him. He's recorded there, but we don't know anything about who he was. Maybe he was just going under the radar. A pretty violent world that John the Baptist is called to speak to. Annas and Caiaphas, right? The high priests, you have to remember at the time you were the high priest because Pilate appointed you. Or before Pilate, whoever was the Roman governor, That was the one who appointed the high priest, so you better make sure you get along with Rome, who, of course, couldn't stand you, hated you, would do anything to you. So in that kind of a tenuous religious world and tenuous political world where life is always right at the edge, it says, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. In the middle of that kind of world, the word of God came. Not what one might expect. If we are called to speak a word of God in our day, in our time, it is no more dangerous than what it was then. So far, about all they can do is ignore you or protest you or silence you in that way, but so far, they're not sending Herod and Philip to greet you. The word of God came into the real, ordinary, or you might say extraordinary world. God didn't come into a world that was at peace with all around, where it's calm and quiet. No, he came into a world where people were fearful, and their faith had to be silent if it was going to be safe. But whoever said God called us to a safe faith? He called us to speak his word. The word of God came then, it comes now, makes us nervous. The opposition might try to do something to silence it, but we still do go. Why? Why stand for the truth in a world that says the truth is whatever you want it to be? It is really good news on two fronts that the word of God came to John in the wilderness at that time. First is that it came to him. The Christian message is not because a bunch of folks got together and said, I wonder what we'll talk about today. The word of God did not come because folks took a vote and said, this is it. The word of God did not come because John the Baptist had nothing better to do except sit out there along the river waiting for folks to show up and wonder what I'll tell them. The word of God came to him from the outside. St. Ambrose of Milan said, the Son of God, who is to gather the church, first works in a servant. Thus, St. Luke fittingly says that the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, so that the church would not begin from a man, but from the word. So the word came that the desolate earth would bring forth fruit for us. The word came, and the voice followed. For the word first works within before the voice follows. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord by letting his word penetrate our lives. If we are to speak the truth, stand up for the truth, we need to know what that is. And so we listen as God's word starts to soak in, penetrate in, sneak in sometimes, sometimes break in. The word of God that becomes part of who we are, right? From the outside to the inside, for the benefit of our lives, that we might know what is the truth, and that we might proclaim what is the truth. So this prepare the way of the Lord is to prepare our hearts to receive him. To prepare the way of the Lord is to prepare the world to receive him. To speak, even if it's dangerous, because it clearly can be. There are those who would say, if the church is not being persecuted for the faith that it proclaims, then it must not be proclaiming the faith very strongly. But really, you could lose your head. Well, things went okay for John the Baptist until there's a birthday party, and then instead of having a birthday cake with a lot of candles, they had a platter with his head on it. It's hardly a way to celebrate, except for the truth is the Word of God that penetrated into the world and caused opposition, but also spoke the truth. Dare we do that? The Word of God came to John. Good news, because it comes from the outside to the inside, and good news because it will do what it proposes to do. The Word of God will not come back without accomplishing what He intends it to accomplish. The Christian message will endure. All the rest of the things around soon fade away. All the things we thought were important soon get dusty or rusty or disintegrates. All the things we held dear disappear, but the Word of God does not. It endures. The Augsburg Confession is the foundational writings for Lutherans. It says, "It is also taught among us that the one holy Christian church will be and remain forever. This is the assembly of all believers among whom the gospel is preached in its purity and the holy sacraments are administered according to the gospel." The church will be and remain forever. So we stand on solid ground. We stand on something which is sure. And what is the church? The assembly where the gospel is proclaimed and the sacraments are administered for the strengthening of our faith, for the upbuilding of our life, for the proclamation of the gospel for a world that may not want to hear it. But it's not about whether it is acceptable. It is rather about the fact that it is true and that it is for the good of the world. The Word of God came to John in the wilderness. The Word of God comes to us in the flatlands, in order to strengthen our faith and to be our proclamation. Dare we do that in a world that thinks that it's just too cold to sing about? Dare we do that? Maybe a different way to ask the question is, dare we not do that? Prepare the way of the Lord in your life. Prepare the way of the Lord in your actions. Prepare the way of the Lord in your words. Prepare the way of the Lord in this world, this day, at this time. Dangerous or not, acceptable or not, because we have nothing to fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.